Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. I got to be honest. I'm not really sure what direction I am. I suppose I'm northwest. I'm in Olney. Am I in Olney? Rockville. I'm in Rockville at Norbeck Country Club. Fired up for today. We are here for the Lachlan Family Foundation Charity Golf Classic. It is a beautiful day at Norbeck Country Club. My name is JP Finley. Today, I am not joined by Brian Mitchell because he's crazy enough to ride a bicycle to the beach. Instead, we got Tobo here. Toby Altizer, what's up, buddy?
Dude, I'm feeling a lot better because James Wood is on my baseball team. If not, I'd be in real trouble.
So let's start there. I mean, the hoops last night was pretty good. Just kind of a blowout. The Pacers came out on fire. But I'll go left hand up on this. Shout out to Lee. I didn't watch any baseball yesterday. I was playing golf at Kinloch down in Richmond, which is just a truly, truly special, special place. That game started at like 1:15, Toby?
Yeah, nice early start. And
we teed off at 1:10. So I don't blame you
for missing it then.
You know me. Like, I watch the games. I watch the O's. I watch the Nats. I watched Wednesday night, which was, I mean, just so, so bad. I may or may not have been at Millie's on Mass Ave with my buddy Ewalt watching that game, and it was just so, so bad. And then this losing streak gets to 11, and I'm just like, oh, my God. If it gets to 12, that's the longest in franchise history. So I cared about yesterday's game, but I cared more to play Kinloch. But, dude, it was wild. So, Toby, I want you to take me through it, but I just want to tell you how this all went down. So we played, then there was a rain delay. We got brought inside. Then we're back out on the course. And we were playing, because at this point, you know, after a rain delay, we're talking late evening, 6:30 or something. And we're kind of playing as like a sevensome, because there's nobody out there. And you can kind of just do what you want at that point in the night. And one dude got like a text. Like, I don't know exactly which guy it was or how the news emerged, but it was like, oh, my God, James Wood hit a walk-off. They won. They finally won. And, dude, for me, personally, I felt this, like, sense of relief. I was just like, thank God. Because for me, dude, it's pretty apparent they're not firing Davey. So, like, you just want the losing streak to end so they could just kind of get back to normal baseball business, right? Like, did you feel relief by it?
100%. Like, I was telling Grant and Danny sitting in the press box, I was like, can we just get back to the usual, you know, winning 3 out of 11 and, you know, being 3-8 for a stretch instead of losing 11 straight. Just go back to the regular losing times, not the crazy ones where you lose 11 straight. But
right.
So yesterday they go out there, they're scoreless through 3 innings, bottom of the 4th, James Wood hits a home run into the red seats out there. My petition, JP, is that we rename those seats out there, you know, the ones I'm talking about, just left of center field where they got the building. We need to call those the wood pile and then call that building the woodshed. Because he likes hitting home runs there. I think he's hit at least 3 or 4 out there. But regardless, he hits one there, so they're up 2-0. Then
Toby, listen, you're a nice young man relatively naive in the ways of the world, you got to be a little careful throwing the term wood around all the time, all right? Because there's guys like Jeff, there are people out there that some things can be misinterpreted. I do like the idea of the wood pile, though. I could be into that.
Well, so regardless, he hits it in the wood pile seats. I'm going to call that on my Twitter. So regardless, that's what they're called from now on for me, is the wood pile.
1,500 people will know exactly what you're talking
2,000 about. 2,000 people. Come on, Jake. But then they give it right back, and then you go to extra innings, and Zach Brixey, shout out the Virginia Tech Hokies, Virginia Tech Hokie product. He
all
comes
roads
out,
lead back to Blacksburg he pitched, when it comes to Tobel Oberhauser.
Pitched really, really well, scoreless in the top of the 10th, and then they come out in the bottom of the 10th, and they bunt, they bring in Alex Call and bunt Brady House over to third. And then first pitch, Ahmed Rosario with the infield in, hits it to second base. So they don't score in that inning. And then top half of the 11th, they score a run. Ryan Lutis gets his first win because James Wood down to his final out. So they're in a similar situation, JP. They bunt with Jacob Young to move the runner over to third base. They pinch run Riley Adams for K-Bear. Then C.J. Abrams, I think it was the first pitch, hits one that's like a low screamer that their first baseman snags and then tags the bag. So now they're two outs, and I'm sitting there, JP, if you could have seen me. I got my head
two
in my
two outs,
hand.
Runners on? Or
just one runner on, the ghost okay. runner, right? Guy at third
oh,
base.
Oh, God, it's so dumb.
And I'm just rubbing my temples and just sitting there like,
You're all the way freaked.
I'm like, there's no way that this is going to happen again. There's no way. And I was like, at least James Wood is up. Let's see what happens. And Grant and I are talking like, there's no way they pitch to him, right? Why would you pitch to him? I don't care who else is up next. It's not James Wood.
Well, one thing that's important to keep in mind in this scenario, Toby, the Rockies also suck.
Correct.
So they don't know what they're doing, and their bullpen sucks.
Yeah.
So like, keep that in mind as you're like, of course you're not going to pitch to this dude. Please,
well,
continue.
Well, and the guy that they brought in had been mowing him down all series. Seth Halverson's throwing like 102. He'd been kind of nasty. So he throws a ball, and you're like, oh, they're not going to pitch to him. And then he does pitch to him, and James Wood parks it in center field. It came off the bat hot, as it always does for James Wood. It was like, oh, is it have enough carry? Because it came off a little bit high. Sure enough, it lands in the berm there in center field, and it was crazy just seeing the reaction. Because James Wood never shows any emotion,
yeah,
and even he was fired up. So
right,
I think
so
there's some relief for sure.
I haven't seen it yet. And I just had to sit through like 90 seconds of commercials on MLB.com. But I have the video. I'm going to enjoy the walk-off live right now. All right. Pitch is up. Wow. He watched that, dude.
Mm-hmm.
If that was a putt, he walked that in. Damn, he almost hit the curly W out
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
Just a bomb.
He's so
what
special.
What was that, like 430?
I can't remember. I know it was like 110 off the bat. It was
what
just
is his bat speed? I mean, he is flying through that ball.
Yeah, I'll look it up for you. He's special. He really is. And
God, that's a bomb.
He's just
that is
so
straight away deep center.
He's just so good. He's someone that always has that, you know, smooth heartbeat. And it's funny because I ran into his parents on the way out of the ballpark.
Could they be nicer people?
They're so nice.
Yeah.
And his dad is just the same sort of demeanor as him. Whereas like. It was as if he'd just done the most routine thing ever, but he just hit a walk-off to end an 11-game losing streak.
I mean, I think he might be from around here. Isn't he an only guy? Yeah. I mean, Mr. Wood, if you're around, come hang out. I got plenty of chairs. The promotions team's got me set up with, like, 7 chairs. I think they're disappointed. It's just me here. But, you know, we'll persevere.
Bat speed, JP, he's in the 96th percentile of baseball, 76 miles an hour.
I mean, of course he is. All right, so I just saw the other home run now. Shout out to MLB.com. If you sit through 2.5 minutes of commercials, you get to watch 2 home runs. Dude, I mean, we did this a while back. Like, the comps are just bananas on this kid, and you don't want to get too caught up. And I'm not here for, like, a they-won't-pay-him-eventually conversation. I mean, how many years is he under team control? Like, 7?
He's still here for a while.
Let's just shut up with that. Like, it's okay to just enjoy the moment. Should we do – so I really like this game. I am going to search James Wood on Twitter, and we'll see what the tweets are because I bet they're pretty outrageous.
They're plenteous. So you'll appreciate this, JP. So before the season starts, I was looking at what kind of lines they had for James Wood, and his over-under was 18.5 home runs, which he blew by yesterday with 2. And
hold on, his preseason future bet was 8.5 home runs?
18.5.
Oh, well, for hell, he still already got it.
Well, so I was like, oh, that's an easy over. So I threw a couple bucks on it. At least I thought. I checked a couple days later to see how much I'd win and found out I'd bet the under. So yesterday I lost a few dollars.
You're like Chief A1 James Woodstan, and you accidentally bet the under on his homer future?
I was very happy that he screwed my bet.
I mean, you might just have to do that every year now. That might just have to be a thing.
I'm down for it. I'm down for it.
What if... So did you go in the clubhouse afterwards?
I didn't get a chance to, unfortunately.
Why? What did you have to do? You don't have anything to do.
I mean, I work, JP. I'm a hard worker.
You had to do updates?
I had to
tape
do updates.
One. Go in the clubhouse.
Well, I did, and every single one had Dave Jagler's call in it because it was so fantastic.
I bet. Among the team, among the organizational people, because I know just being in the press box and stuff, you're dealing with the organization. What were, like, how were they reacting just to finally, you know, not to mention you break the 11-game losing streak, but you had to do it in extras. So this thing was tight. And you're about to go to L.A., where the Dodgers are pretty damn good. What is the sense of relief for them, dude?
Oh, big time. Big time. I mean, we're talking with one of the guys before that 11th inning, and he's like, oh, he's going to come through. Ryan Lutis comes in. And he got his first career win yesterday. They just claimed him, I think, off of waivers from the Dodgers not that long ago. And he gave up a run and was getting booed. And the PR person was saying, oh, they're cheering for him. Lou!
That's a good attempt at PR right there.
But sure enough, just the relief from everybody. Just because, you know, JP, like, covering the team, I think so many people think you root against them for storylines. No, you don't. Like, you want that misery over with. And
anybody that thinks that's an idiot.
Yeah, so I think everyone in that press box was just so relieved that that's over with. They might go on another losing streak, who knows, but at least that one's done with.
Hell, didn't they have a 7 or 8-gamer in April?
They had a 7-gamer in the month of May and still finished with a winning record.
Man. give me some James Wood comps. Talk dirty to me, Toby.
I mean, I don't know how you don't look at him and see 99 in pinstripes. I'm not saying that he's going to end up being him because he's so far and away the best hitter in baseball right now, even better than Ohtani. Like, if you just look at the numbers of Aaron Judge this year, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
but
it is ridiculous.
A dude that size, 6'7", 6'8", and such a simple, easy swing and such simple, easy power. Like, that's the comp. And I think, you know, maybe James Wood doesn't have the raw power of Aaron Judge, because when you think of the body types, Aaron Judge looks like he could play tight end in the NFL versus James Wood looks
Wood's
like
not
he's
jacked, but he's also so much younger.
Yeah,
he'll fill out.
Well,
you filled out.
I definitely did. James looks like he could play small forward for the Wizards, is what he looks like. And so, you know, a little bit of different body types, but simple swings. James has more speed than Judge does. He can steal some bags. I think he's going to end up being better defensively. Maybe he just doesn't hit the 60 home runs like a Judge, but, I mean, he's already hit 20. He's on pace for over 40 this season. The only guys to do that in Nationals history, JP, are Bryce Harper and Alfonso Soriano. So he's already putting himself in rare air, and I think you can already make the argument that he's a top 3, top 4 outfielder in the National League and probably top 5 outfielder in Major League Baseball already at this point in his career. So, you know, I saw MLB put out a video yesterday saying a superstar is emerging in D.C. I don't even think he's emerging anymore. Maybe people don't know about him, but he's already a superstar in my mind because of the numbers he's putting up.
Well, so a few things. One, the season Aaron Judge is putting together right now is just so ridiculous. So I'm just on Pro Baseball Reference, and I just went to, like, the leaders page, and Aaron Judge is leading the majors, not just the AL. He's leading the majors in wins above replacement, offensive war, batting average, on-base percentage, slugging percentage, on-base plus slugging. I mean, the numbers are just completely bananas. But I think what's so important, I mean, this is the kid's first year in the bigs. You know what I mean? Like, the first year starting in the bigs. Like, I know he came up last year, but he is in wins above replacement all. So this includes pitchers. He's 8th. Mm-hmm. In baseball at 3.6. And now if you just go to position players, he's 6th. And this is happening while Aaron Judge is having a historic season. And the dude, Cal Raleigh, for Drabs Seahawks, I know they're the Mariners, but whatever. Like, that Cal Raleigh's having, like, an incredible season. And then what's the kid with the Cubs, PCA or whatever?
Yeah, Pete Crow Armstrong.
What all those other teams are so much better, and they're getting protection. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Wood is on an island, especially when it comes to the bat. It's exciting.
Well,
it's
and I think
it's exciting.
To tie it here to Nationals baseball, you've had two real superstars as outfielders come through here, both as left-handed bats, and Bryce Harper and Juan Soto, coincidentally, both of them gone. But I think Wood has a little bit of both of those guys, and that the power that Harper brought was just so evident right away. And I think you see that with James Wood. But the thing that Soto brought was that incredible eye at the plate.
Yeah,
James Wood has that. Now, he's got more strikeouts than Soto, and that's going to be a part of his game just because he's so big and his strike zone's so big.
And he's more of a power guy, too.
Yeah, but his eye is so incredible. I think there was one earlier in the game where he got a little bit lucky on one that was called a ball that might have been a strike. I think that was the one that he hit earlier for the home run. But that's the kind of stuff that his ability to spit on pitches, to get the ones that he likes, and then be able to drive it to any part of the field, it's just so special. Because usually you get a power guy like that, JP, you know, oh, okay, you're going to get that, but you're going to get X amount of strikeouts because he's just swinging at everything, and that's not the case for James.
They still mad at Soto up in Queens?
I think they've come around.
He is leading the majors in walks, which he's going to do every year. I mean, that guy. I think Soto, and the comps with Soto got crazy. Everybody's talking about Ted Williams and stuff. The one comp I think you can make with Soto, the best hitter, the best baseball player I've ever seen in my life is Barry Bonds. And obviously he became all juiced out and whatever. But throughout his career, even going back to the Pirates days when he was skinny and stealing bases, he had the best command of the strike zone I've ever seen. And never even like glanced at something that was outside of the zone. Like he was just beyond elite at that, and I think Soto might be the best since Barry in that regard. I don't know that – was last night Wood's first walk-off?
It was his second walk-off hit, first walk-off home run. He had one earlier this season where he got one through the infield and CJ scored from first base.
I remember that. Yeah. But his first walk-off home run.
Yes, first walk-off home run.
I think I'm prepared to do something, Toby.
What do you got?
I think – the girls need a James Wood t-shirt.
Love it.
I think right now they have matching Jaden Daniels t-shirts, and they wear them. I mean, my little one would wear it every day if we let her. I think James Wood might be t-shirt worthy, man.
I think so. I definitely think so. And the cool part is he's from the area, right? Like that. How cool
totally.
Is that? His family's at seemingly every single game. His family's involved with the community. Like, it's really, really cool that he's from this area and then dominating for the Nationals.
His father was at I saw his father at an event I did for the McBrien Foundation a couple weeks ago, and just couldn't have been cooler or nicer. And he's also – I mean, that dude must have been a hell of an athlete.
I believe he played – I think he played for the Richmond Spiders back in the day.
Okay, so he was a baseball guy too?
Basketball.
University of Richmond. What's the minor league team called?
They're the Flying Squirrels.
They're the Squirrels. All right, I'm trying to buy a T-shirt here. And I now have some beef.
He was a starter. This is Kenny Wood. He was a starter on three men's basketball postseason teams, including the 91 squad that beat the second-seeded Syracuse Orange in the NCAA tournament. Scored 1,400
awesome.
Career points.
That's awesome. That's very cool. All right, Toby, we have a problem. this looks like a pretty big problem here. In youth T-shirts, like the T-shirt jerseys, they only sell C.J. Abrams.
Mm.
Unless there's another website, I'm on MLB Shop, like for the Nats.
Well, like, we might need to get that fixed.
Mark Lerner, you guys are broke, right? Sell some James Wood T-shirts. Like, maybe you can get some middle relievers. Sell the damn James Wood T-shirts. I'm sure now, if Cody's listening, he's going to send me – what's the website that they make fun of you about, Toby?
Which
like
one?
The knockoff eBay or whatever from
China? I'm not
China?
Even sure. Yeah, Temu.
Temu. I bet I can get a James Wood t-shirt on Temu, but it would be like neon pink.
Yeah, Temu Wood jersey.
So my boy Patrick is showing me Breaking Tea is the best, and
yes.
Breaking Tea has good shirts, but I don't need like the – I'd like to be like innuendo free on t-shirts for my little girls. So we're not getting like the Got Wood t-shirt.
You don't want
here.
The We've Got Wood from the 106.7 The Fan Shop?
I love that. I love that on principle, just not for my two little angels. Does Breaky T have kids' shirts?
I'll have to see if maybe I can waddle over to the old team store today and see if they have
some. Gotta stop saying waddle, all right? I could maybe do that.
Maybe just I can waltz over there.
Wood. Yeah, dude, are you going? I guess you're not going tonight because they're going out west for a week, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to I'm not going to Dodger Stadium tonight, JP.
It'd be cool if you did. Next time you're over there, or if somebody over there, maybe my man Kyle, if you have James Wood youth t-shirts, I will pay for them. I'm not trying to get them free. I will pay. Let me know. We got a fun show today. We have heard from Brian Mitchell, who is riding a bicycle from Union Market in Washington, D.C. to the Atlantic Ocean. I'm not exaggerating. The bike ride ends at the ocean. I think it ends at Dave Duber's beach house hotels, beach block party hotels. I mean, B's an absolute maniac, especially when you know what happened yesterday with Brian and I. That dude's motor is just simply unstoppable. We're going to get a B-Mitch bike ride update. We're going to open the phone lines up at 11. Here's how you know it's what day is it? June 20th. Today's guest, we're going to talk barbecue. We're going to talk high school basketball. And then Ben Standig. Toby, I don't know if you're aware of this. Ben Standig has like a side gig now where he is the foremost smash and grab crime reporter in all of Bethesda, Maryland. So we're going to get to the bottom of what's going on at West Bard Square.
Sick.
That's the kind of show we got on June 20th, Tobo.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Update on the James Wood Kids t-shirt search. I've gotten a lot of suggestions via social media. Some of them are quite inappropriate. Tailgate Ted. Now, granted, I know Ted. He's making a joke. He suggested the We've Got Wood t-shirt from Breaking Tea. Not ordering that one. So Vinny suggested go to the Fanatics website, which I've done now, Toby. You can get C.J. Abrams, including that dope, what do they call the is that like their alternate, the City Connect, that which is a cool jersey with like the street map on it. So you can get C.J. Abrams t-shirt, C.J. Abrams City Connect. You can get Dylan Cruz t-shirt, but no Wood. We got no Wood, Toby.
Well, the issue is Fanatics, I think, runs all these. So MLB Shop, Fanatics, you're going to get the same selection of stuff.
Now, what you can still get from Fanatics, on the Fanatics website anyway, these are so god-awful, I might order them for you, Toby. You can get a pair of Juan Soto shorts.
Sick.
Here's what's amazing to me. Like, Juan Soto has been on 3 teams. He's on his 3rd team since he played for Washington.
Well,
right? Padres, Yanks, now the Mets?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Do you know, here's what I don't understand. So Juan Soto shorts, which are just truly hideous, do you know how much they cost?
Probably still going for like $45 or $50.
$55 for Juan Soto shorts. Listen, if they were like $9, I was going to order them for you, Toby. I'm not dropping $55 on terrible shorts. I'm sorry. And I think these are youth size, so I don't think they would fit you.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to fit. I tell you what, JP. When he's in Atlanta for the All-Star game, they should have apparel for James Wood then.
Okay. You have a source on this?
I don't have a source on this. I'm just guessing by the fact that even insiders are now tweeting that he's got to be in Atlanta for the All-Star game. They should be selling All-Star game t-shirts at that point.
Oh, okay. So I could get an All-Star James Wood t-shirt.
I mean, hope at some point they just start selling James Wood t-shirts. This is Grant's point, by the way, of people sleeping on James Wood. I don't think anyone does, but somehow the Nats team store online doesn't have a James Wood t-shirt.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing, dude? This kid is a star, and granted, the team kind of stinks, but so what? All right, so last night there was also a basketball game. I don't know if you watched any of that, Toby. It was just a one-sided ass-kicking. Indy doesn't go away, man. Going into this game, I thought Rick Carlisle was the better coach, and I thought that gave them a real chance. The Pacers never let them get back in it. They kept their foot on the gas. I kind of wondered, and some of the guys I was hanging with last night took the Thunder second half, and I kind of liked it. Like, I could have talked myself into it. I just didn't get it in, and I think Indy came out and just throttled them because they knew – all right, if we let them get back into this a little bit, say they cut it down to 11 and then it gets to single digits, like that's what happened in Game 4, I believe, when the Thunder came back on them. But, dude, I don't know if you agree with me. So we get a Game 7, and Game 7 has obvious excitement to it. But I just kind of think it's going to be another blowout, like one way or the other.
I certainly hope not. I mean,
I hope not too, Toby. Damn.
I mean, I feel like the crowds really play something in this series, even though they were able to split the pair in games one and two in OKC and games three and four in Indiana. But I feel like the home crowd plays such a big factor in these that just being back in Oklahoma City, they're going to be even more motivated. I mean, it's crazy. Last night, JP, OKC's second-best player, Jalen Williams, was minus 40. How do you even play that? Like, how do you even finish minus 40 in an NBA Finals game? You're plus minus.
It's bad. It's bad. So that was actually a bet I liked because he went off in, I guess, game five. I liked kind of shorting him on some player props last night. I just thought that would get a little saturated. You know, SGA is obviously a stud. Shout out to Aaron Wiggins, was shooting well last night. Terp in the finals, no big deal. But, dude, what's crazy about the Pacers, I don't think they had anybody score 20.
Well, and that's what I think is so interesting about this finals, JP, right? It's just they had Toppin got to 20. But they have so many guys that can come at you, and it's both teams, really. Like, you know the stars. You know Halliburton. You know Siakam on Indiana. You know Shea and Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren. But there's so many other guys that make a huge impact in this series, and it could be more than just like, oh, he had a great 8-point stretch for this team. Like, he could take over the game and win.
The only dude that scored 20 points is what, their seventh man?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, dude, you can't underestimate the impact TJ McConnell has. Like, he is just a bolt of lightning at all times. Like, he's like 5-hour energy on the basketball court. You know what I mean? Like, it's just his, like, he, I think, was it the second quarter when they kind of pulled away when it was Toppin and McConnell out there? And these are two bench guys for them. I mean, McConnell looks like he's about my height, and he had 9 boards last night.
He's just like one of those scrappy players.
The Thunder have Chet and Hartenstein, and, like, it's just, he's so scrappy. He's good.
Yeah, it's cool having this kind of finals, though, where it felt like for the longest stretch of time we've been going through having 2 bona fide superstars or 3 bona fide superstars on the same team. Because even the Celtics last year, you've got Tatum and Brown. Obviously, yeah. You had Derek White step up big and some other
KP
guys.
KP was really good.
But they had, like, those 2 top-line guys where both of these teams have 1 clear dude. They have another dude who's borderline, like, a star or potentially, like, a superstar. But they really only have 1 clear guy. And then the rest of the role players have to play a big role. And you've seen that this series, whether it's Mathurin at one point for the Pacers, whether it's Alex Caruso or even Wiggins or Isaiah Joe. Like, they've had some big-time guys step up that you wouldn't think of in this finals.
Chet was kind of worthless last night, you know what I mean? And I think, when is that game, Sunday night?
Sunday night.
Sunday night's a good night for a game 7. I'm cool with that. I hope it's good. I just hope it comes down to the wire. I mean, the Pacers have an unbelievable ability to finish these games. But I do think you got a line on that? Why, Brian, you got a line on that? I bet, let's guess the line, Toby. Thunder by 6.5 is my guess.
It's got to be something maybe even more than that, right? At home?
You going double digits?
Let me see if I can figure that out for you.
I got it. 7.5 on DraftKings.
So split the two of us.
Yeah. So we're pretty close. Dude, I'm not putting a mortgage payment on this thing, but I might just have to take the points. Like, if you had to, like, straight gut feel of those two teams, who do you think? I just feel like the Pacers have more cold blood in them, man.
So you think they're going to win?
No, but I'll take a touchdown.
Yeah, I think. So to me, it's funny, JP.
They got to keep it within a touchdown. I kind of like my chances.
It's funny. So the last time that an NBA Finals went to a Game 7, I believe, was 2016, and that was the Cavs coming back from 3-1. It's funny because we remember that series as being a really fun one to watch, but it's just because Game 7 was fun. Listen to the scores of these games. Game 1 was 104-89, Warriors. Game 2 was 110-77, Warriors. The Cavs won Game 3 120-90, The Warriors won game four, 108-97. And games five and six weren't close either. 112-97 Cavs, 115-101.
What game was the block? Was that game seven?
Game seven. So literally, the first six games of that series sucked in terms of being close and entertaining. Game seven was so good, though.
Hold on. The only thing, the gigantic difference in that series versus this one is you had the two biggest established stars on the planet playing basketball in that series.
100%.
So the star power was 50x with this one.
But I'm just saying,
I'm not saying SGA and Halliburton, these guys aren't good, but like you had LeBron and Steph. Was Durant on that team? No, he came the next year.
I'm just saying, though, like you could end up remembering this final series favorably because there have been some good games, but for the most part, the last couple have been blowouts. You could end up remembering this favorably if Game 7 is an all-timer where you're going to look back at the 2025 finals and be like, oh, Thunder and Pacers was so good, when in reality it probably wasn't that good of a series. But if Game 7 is good, that's how we remember it.
Toby, I don't want to break your heart here. This series is entirely forgettable. Like, I think in 5 years, like unless the Thunder become this dominant team that maybe they could be the way they're built, like, I mean... I don't think this one's...
JP.
Lamphill, are you going to remember this series in 5 years?
Nope.
Yeah, like, even, like, okay, it's going seven, cool. Maybe we get, like, an epic game seven. I know the hoop heads are into this. You know, there's also something weird with the... Why is everybody selling in the NBA? Like...
Because everything's so valuable. It's crazy.
Yeah, but you know what you do when you have something really valuable? You hold on to it. It something seems odd there that the two biggest teams in the NBA have sold in the last year, the Celtics and the Lakers.
JP, if the Indiana Pacers win this series, I can already write you an article that's going to be written on Bleacher Report, or I don't think NBA.com would do it, but ESPN.
The content game, baby.
Worst NBA Finals champions.
Yeah, it's tough. That's tough.
Like ranking the worst ones.
And I think people say it's that Pistons team that beat the Lakers. That team was loaded, dude. Tayshaun, Rip.
I know.
Rasheed, Ben Wallace, that team was loaded.
That's better than the Pacers team.
Quick break, opening the phones at 11. We're going to do a version of Ask B. Mitch Anything, except B's not here, so you just get to ask me and Toby questions. Nobody go anywhere.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are live, Norbeck Country Club. I just saw Craig Lachlan. He's having a charity golf tournament raising money for the Lachlan Family Foundation. Locker looks great. Obviously, you know, he's going through it with some health stuff, but he's going to sit down and talk with us at 11:30. I think it's going to be a fun day. It's cool being at a golf tournament. Toby, you ever play in one of these big charity things where there's like 1,000 carts and people on every tee and everything, shotgun start?
I have never played in one. I'm not famous enough to be invited to any of those.
So, listen, I have someone here that can help. Patrick, can we get Toby a round of golf here at Norbeck? Patrick Ellis is here, GM of the club.
Absolutely, Toby. Come on out anytime. We'd love to have you.
Well, I
so Toby has some game, but he's chief broke boy and just won't play anywhere because he doesn't have any money, even though he should because he just works all the time and watches baseball. Toby, what are you playing to right now?
Probably around what you are, I think.
Not what I was yesterday, dog. Yeah. You know, it's troubling in golf when you can't string two good shots together. The only opportunities I had for pars were on par threes because I only had to hit one shot. But if I had to hit driver, then 8-iron, disasterville.
The only chance I have of stringing two good shots together is 2 putts in a row.
Well, that's not very good. Like if it's a good putt, ideally there's just one of them, Toby.
Well, you know, I'm talking, I can lag one up from 40 or 50 feet and then hopefully make the putt. And that's my stringing shots together.
How many groups you got going out today?
We have about 100 players.
100 players. So do you have to double stack? How many?
About 3/4 of the course will be double stacked.
Okay. There you go. I think if I know the crowd that's coming out here today, I think – my boy Bennett is coming out here today, and then you kind of get that hockey crowd. How many coolers do you have prepared? Or is it drink girls driving around, drink people, drink persons, or is it coolers?
We have 2 beverage carts, one on the front nine, one on the back nine, beer with lunch, and then beer and wine with dinner afterwards.
Why are you whispering? You using your NPR voice?
I am. Sorry, JP.
It's all right. Can we set a total alcohol consumed at the Lachlan Family Foundation Charity Golf Classic?
I'm going to set the over-under at 600 beers.
Which side are you taking, Toby? It's a beautiful day.
Over.
Landfill, over-under 600 beers from 100 golfers during a golf tournament.
Over.
Smash the over. Like, now, the only thing that could get technical here is the beer world I'm curious about because so many people now, I love Surfsides. Surfsides have kind of become my go-to, but High Noons, Trulies, like all the other non-beer-related alcohol drinks, are you counting those, or is the hockey crowd just going to pound beer?
I think we count all of it.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'd go over 600. And that's not even to mention, like, the actual booze that'll get ordered. I can tell you, not per sources, first-hand reporting, I can report, what's the hole I love so much that you tee off back behind that little pond and it goes up and to the left? 14, maybe?
15.
15. 15 is my favorite hole out here. It's awesome. And when I have played before, regardless of how early it might be in the morning, there has been a drink person there with a cart, and that lady makes a hell of a cocktail. Even if it is 9 a.m., you know, who cares? There's no clocks on golf courses.
You got to stay hydrated.
Exactly, exactly. Landfill, you always set the spread of my round to B. Mitch's round of golf at 15. Is that accurate?
Sure.
So B and I played on Tuesday, and I covered the spread. What do you think happened yesterday?
B. Mitch won.
B. Mitch was really, really good, and I was not.
Wait a second. He had like you covered the 15. He said he shot a 77 the other day. So you shot like a 90?
That's exactly what I shot,
Toby. There you go. Nice.
And honestly, I had a 44 on the front. I was kind of dialed, and then I got undialed. Yesterday, so when we came out of the rain delay, I kind of cleared my head a bit and was way better. I was a complete mental midget yesterday and was probably cruising towards triple digits to be – like if I was – I just kind of started giving up. I you know how Doc Walker likes to talk about he wants players and fans and people to have that dog in them? On the golf course, I do not have that dog in me. I'm very much like a cat, another cat, and I just mentally collapse and choke and just start to hate myself. It's a very ugly feeling.
It snowballs. As soon as it starts going bad, it just snowballs. I get
indeed.
That.
Indeed. All right, here's what we're going to do. Craig Lachlan's going to join us at 11:30, but when we return, phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. You can ask us anything you want. I will tell the truth. I don't know about Toby.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.